Springville Mayor William Isley has seen lots of changes in his town over the last few years.
Quite a bit of retail growth in Springville in the last 5 years. We have a Walmart and we have several other new businesses.
Isley says the growth is driven by families moving out of suburban communities in eastern Jefferson County, like Trussville and Center Point. Interstate 59 passes close to Springville, while Interstate 20 cuts through the southern part of the county. Both provide access to downtown Birmingham, and that's a major reason for St. Clair's explosive growth, says Samford University business professor Franz Lorca.
Given the two interstates through there, that has had some impact. Again, a lot of those people work downtown, and it has allowed the ability to commute in. You know, given those two feeder lines and the fact that they've improved them and expanded them, I think that's helped the county grow.
Beltline backers say the highway will generate more than $2 billion a year in economic development during the construction phase, along with thousands of construction-related jobs. Lorca says a long-term impact on communities like Springville is uncertain. He points to Interstate 459 as an example. The southern loop through Jefferson County was finished in 1984, but Lorca says the towns along 459 are just now seeing an economic benefit.
If you look at the population patterns and the business patterns right now, this is something that's going to take a while for it to build out. Obviously, there will be intermediate impacts economically, but a lot of them are probably a long way off.
So there's the short-term boost for building the Northern Beltline, but attracting businesses to communities on or near the highway, that could take a while. There's also another possible outcome for places like Springville and St. Clair County.
Russell Killen.
Russell Killen is the mayor of Knightdale, North Carolina. It was once a sleepy small town. Now it's a fast-growing suburb of Raleigh, the state capital. In 2007, the state built a highway similar to the Northern Beltline, and it passes close to town. Killen says so far the highway's biggest economic impact on Knightdale is cutting down on commute times to job centers and other parts of the metro area. Killen says the economic argument for his new highway was less about creating jobs than helping people get to jobs that already exist.
We had a good, vibrant, growing economy. The issue was how to get people to the job centers we already had. We had some very significant traffic issues. The 540 relieved and kind of opened up a whole new side of Wake County in our area.
The St. Clair County Commission and several municipalities have passed resolutions in favor of the Northern Beltline. Springville Mayor William Isley believes the highway would mean more growth for the already fast-growing area.
I believe that you'll see more folks traveling this way, more folks visiting Springville because of that.
More folks means more dollars for Springville businesses, but the true economic effect of the Northern Beltline on St. Clair County is many years down the road. For WBHM, I'm Bradley George.